Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, bringing you our favourite events happening in and around Oxford over the next 7 days.
I'll be talking about ukuleles, green beverages and the CIA.
I've got a couple of different takes on ballet, some Greek food and the Gothic man of the moment. But before we talk about the events, just a reminder that we have an awesome competition running on our website for Valentine's Day. You can write pro and anti-Valentine's poetry, and there's a whole array of prizes to win from the competition.
Including, you can get a heart-shaped bottle of raspberry vodka from Demijohn, that awesome liquid deli on North Clarendon Street. You can also get a wine tasting at the Oxford Wine Cafe.
A free massage, free theatre tickets.
There's some really good poems coming in as well, so even if you don't want to enter, you should give them a read.
So you can check that out from the homepage at dailyinfo.co.uk.
Right, kick us off, Annie. What's first up for the events this week?
There's more Akeborn.
More.
We talked about him last week, yep. And there's more this week. The Playhouse is just going Akeborn crazy. There's a triple bill of comedies at the Playhouse this week. More Akeborn, more comedies than you could shake a hilarious playwriting stick at. You have a choice between revivals, farcicals or Time of My Life, or his most recent play, Arrivals and Departures, which toured last year. He has written 78 plays.
Oh my
over
god.
55 years.
He's been busy.
He's much loved. He's a national theatrical hero. And so it's time to either revisit his work or give him a go, because everyone else has over the last half century.
He was also in town last week speaking at the Friday at Five at the Playhouse. So if you caught that, then I'm sure you'll be even more involved in wanting to go see some of these.
So you can find out when the plays are on. There's matinee and evening performances from tonight until Saturday at dailyinfo.co.uk.
Cool. Well, I've got a gig. It's tonight at the Jericho Tavern, Keston Cobblers Club. They're this lovely acoustic-y harmonic indie folk band from sort of Kent, London area. Three guys and two girls, and they've just started their tour of Borrowed Days, which is the name of their tour. It's the second night of their tour. They're stopping off at the Jericho Tavern tonight, and then they're going to Cardiff, my favourite club in Cardiff actually, Club Before Bach, and Leeds and London and Manchester, and basically all the places you want to go to.
All the good
UK.
Live music places as well.
Exactly. But that's tonight from 8. It costs £8. They're darlings of BBC at 6 Music. And it's just the kind of music that will get you in the mood for spring, I think. Make you feel like spring's on the way.
So ready for that. Mm. On to Thursday, Robin Ince is joining the Oxford Skeptics in the Pub discussion group. They are basically, as they describe themselves, a group of people who like to have a drink and talk nonsense. Mm. And they host talks about philosophy and science and religion, economics, politics, business, basically all the important things. And at tomorrow's meeting, comedian Robin Ince is going to talk about his mind and other people's minds and the shortcomings of the mind, as well as online complaints and abuse he's got, and how he's come to accept his inner idiot. So quite a range of topics there.
It sounds really interesting. Like, you could be learning stuff, but also you're seeing like one of the best comedians that you see on TV.
He does. He does lots of comedy around science and philosophy. So this is definitely an area that he's pretty knowledgeable in. So he's known for his stand-up, and often people cite him for his radio collaboration with Professor Brian Cox, the physicist. And he's in fact got a new tour coming up in March, which has a similar title to the talk he's giving tomorrow.
So preview.
It's basically a free preview of his upcoming tour. And it's at the Wigan Pen from 7:30 PM tomorrow with the Skeptics in the Pub.
Used to be Copa on George Street, if anyone is wondering where that is. And on to Friday.
You can see an international dance troupe, the Ballet Boys, with a Z, at the New Theatre. They are made up of 10 dancers who perform exhilarating and explosive dance.
And they're not wearing much, are they, Annie?
In some of their pictures, they're not wearing much. In other pictures, the lighting's very dark. You can't really make out too much.
Yeah.
You might have seen them last time they performed in Oxford, which I think was 2011. And they're now back, pretty much by popular demand. They're so successful and so entertaining. And they perform a mix of contemporary and urban dance mixed with ballet.
Very cool.
Innovative combination of kind of dance moves and phrases. And it has been described as being ahead of the game, because a lot of this kind of combination of dance stuff can sometimes fall a bit flat, but this is definitely the kind of leaders in that genre. And there's a really dark edge to a lot of their choreography and a lot of drama. They're so strong with physicality.
But also, they are just beautifully sculpted men.
And they are well sculpted and well lit, which always helps.
There's lots of ballet at the New Theatre this week as well. We'll be talking more about that later.
Yes, they're definitely going to impress you, and they are only here for one night. So that's at the New Theatre on Friday at 7:30 PM.
Awesome. Well, I've got some more music on Friday as well. This is at Florence Park Community Centre, and this is an event with Oxford Ukulele Big Band and a couple other people as well. And this is raising money for Now, Annalise, have you ever heard of Oxford City Farm?
What is this? What is this madness?
I know. It's well, it's been around for, I think, maybe about a year now in East Oxford. And it's Oxford City Farm is basically getting people who live in a rural setting who maybe don't... in an urban setting that don't get to go to the countryside quite so much, and getting them involved in farms and showing them where our food comes from and things like that, and people can meet animals and see how crops have grown and all this kind of stuff. But so it's a really cool community activity, and they're part of a group of other similar farms. There's a few in London and all over the place.
Oh, wow.
And this is an event raising money for it. So it's going to be Oxford Ukulele Big Band, and it should be a really fun night. There'll also be soup and veggie hot dogs served from 6:30, and then the music starts at 7, and I think... definitely one for all the family you can bring along to this one. It should be really
sounds
good.
Sounds really fun. Also, just to explore the farm.
Yeah.
Get back in touch with nature.
Find out more about Oxford City Farm. Tell us about it.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
intrigued.
Tell us. Also on Friday, at the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot, there is a new adaptation of Dracula. There have been quite a few new versions of Dracula over the last few months. He really is the man of the moment. Mm. Everywhere you go, he'll be there.
Yeah, there was like a dance
there
Dracula.
There was a dance one, I think a couple of student takes on it. It's a really popular story, and you can see this new version presented by Black Eyed Theatre, who, as far as I'm aware, aren't associated
not
with Black Eyed Peas.
Oh,
but I'm looking forward to a potential future collaboration. Just an idea. But Black Eyed Theatre are, in fact, a touring company who've been making work since 2004, and they're known for their storytelling laced with originality. And their take on Dracula has specifically commissioned live music. There's really kind of nice chants, which are a bit eerie, and sort of siren calls. Very, very chilling. And there's lots of clever theatrical storytelling as well, and it's a really good story.
Is this just because of the whole Twilight thing, that vampires are cool again?
I guess maybe there's like a slight delay. I think it's also to do with that Dracula's been so claimed by films. There's so many film versions that you think of, and now I think the theatre's trying to reclaim that and be like, yeah, no, we can do it. We can create that.
Awesome.
So get your Victorian Gothic fix at the Cornerstone on Friday at 8 p.m.
Cool. And I'm a bit peckish, Annalise. Where could I go for lunch on Saturday?
Well, Oxford's Greek Orthodox community are organising their annual Greek food fair this
Delicious.
Saturday. So that's where you want to be.
Mm.
It's at the Wesley Hall Memorial Church on New Enhall Street. And it's a pretty simple affair. There's going to be tons of gorgeous homemade Greek food.
I'm talking about feta, halloumi, aswaim, olives.
Yeah. But also there's going to be other international delicacies from Cyprus, Russia and Romania,
mm,
as well as some live music. So pretty nice festival atmosphere.
Cool.
But I'm also thinking, if you use a little bit of imagination, you can sort of try and con your mind into thinking you've gone on holiday in early February.
Lovely.
Without getting on a plane.
Mm.
But with just stuffing your face with amazing Greek food.
Oh, I'm going to be there.
And you can eat in or take away, and there's also kind of drinks and stuff available as well, and that's between 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m.
Is it free
Wesley
to get in?
Yes, completely free at the Wesley Memorial Church.
Cool, see you there. I've got even more music. I can't get enough of it this week. This is at Magdalen College Auditorium on Saturday. This is a varsity jazz battle between Oxford Uni.
Jazz battle.
I know. It sounds epic. Between Oxford Uni and Cambridge Uni jazz orchestras. I'm hoping there's going to be some kind of jazz off or some kind of extreme exchange of improvisation. I don't know. I
rather than just taking turns in a sort of allocated time.
Yeah,
I think there's going to be more freestyling.
Hopefully lots of freestyling, but also very well dressed. That's what I'm hoping for. Maybe a big trophy at the end and everyone goes wild. Who knows? It's promising Latin, funk and swing. I'm not really sure how it's judged either, how we know who the winner is. Maybe just everyone cheers and whoever
yeah.
gets the biggest cheer wins.
Who finishes first? Is it like a race?
But yeah, we'll be crowning the 2014 champions. And I think it's supposed to be one of the highlights every year. It should be really good fun. And it costs between 6:50 and 11:50 and starts at 7:45 on Saturday at Morden.
Sounds really great. I'd like to see more jazz offs and jazz battles. Yep. Mixing music with those words. Folk off, folk battle. All
yep.
of it works. Also on Saturday night, there's not many tickets left for this, so if this does sound like your thing, do book quick.
Mm-hmm.
There is Bryony Kimming's show, Credible, Likeable, Superstar Role Model, at the North Wall Arts Centre, and it's a provocative show about the sexualisation and commodification of childhood. Her previous shows were entitled Sex Idiot and 7 Day Drunk, so Kimming seems like the exact right person to be tackling the
yeah.
issue of objectification and female role models in the media. This seems very much to be in her remit. And before this show, she teamed up with her niece, Taylor, and together they created their alternative pop star role model, Catherine Bennett. Sounds very sort of Jane
yeah,
Austen
yeah.
sort of character. And her show was one of the most talked about shows at the Fringe last year, and it is definitely due to sell out. So go along, book it. It's at the North Wall Arts Centre on Saturday at 8 p.m.
And
we'll
it's
see
just
you
one
there.
Night. Yeah, we will. We'll see you there. Cool. Also on Saturday, you could probably get along to this just before you go to Incredible Likeable Superstar Role Model. This is World's Biggest Green Drinks. It's a free, locally organised global meetup of like-minded people interested in creating sustainable global future and looking after our planet and things. If you go on the website, worldsbiggestgreendrinks.com, you'll see there's these events happening in cities all over the world. You can just put in, like, your postcode or your city, and there'll probably be an event there in, like, America and India.
On this one day.
Just on this one day. People who share the same kind of ideals and just want to meet some people and have a chat. It's aimed at fostering communication and innovation between local people, but I think also making you feel part of a bigger, greater project and big community. But it's also just a nice chance to have a drink and, yeah, meet some cool people in Oxford. I'd recommend going along. It's at the Tell Street Kitchen from 6:30 on Saturday. And, yeah, find out more on our website or on worldsbiggestgreendrinks.com.
So, speaking of international, the Oxford International Art Fair is being presented by the Global Art Agency at the Oxford Town Hall this Saturday and Sunday. And for this, there's been over 150 different artists who have been invited, and artwork has been selected to be presented in the town hall. Lots of artists are coming along as well, so you get a chance to see artwork, but also find out more about it and actually buy it from the seller, who might actually be a Spanish painter rather than kind of an Oxford graphic designer. So it's going to be a huge, huge, huge event. There's a couple of other international art fairs which happened at the Fisher's Pub last summer and the summer before as well. So if you ever went to those, this is the kind of much, much bigger, grander version. And it's totally free, which is great. And also, a lot of the artworks have been selected because of their affordable price.
Awesome.
And there's a whole range of mediums and techniques as well. So no matter what your kind of style is, you should be able to find something.
That's very cool. Not too intimidating by huge prices on really cool...
Exactly, yeah. Oh. No, it's not about art being, you know, the masters. It's just people who make art and who sell art, and people should buy it and have it around them. You can go along to the town hall for the Oxford International Art Fair from 11 till 5 p.m. on Saturday and from 11 till 3 on Sunday.
Cool. Also on Sunday at St Mary the Virgin University Church on High Street, you can head along at 5:30 for Choral Evensong and the University Sermon. This University Sermon is not a sort of religious sermon, but this one's going to be delivered by Samira Ahmed, who's a journalist that you might recognise from loads of work on the BBC, as well as she's written for Guardian, Independent and Spectator. She also read English at Tally Hall, so in the late 80s, so it's not her first time in Oxford. She worked in LA on the O.J. Simpson trial. She's also worked as a political correspondent in Berlin, so wow. Really interesting, varied career, and incredibly knowledgeable, I'm sure, about many different things. I'd be really interested to know and hear what she's going to talk about. But yeah, anyone can head along to that. Obviously, it's free.
And totally non-religious.
Yeah.
Just in the church.
Yeah, and then the beautiful choral evensong that happens all the time at all these colleges and churches. So that's 5:30 at St Mary the Virgin Church on High Street.
On to next week. Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake is being danced by the Russian State Ballet and accompanied by the Orchestra of Siberia. And this is on Monday and Tuesday at the New Theatre at 7:30 p.m. It's a haunting, romantic ballet that has had such longevity, possibly because of its numerous interpretations and ways you can present it. Expect spellbinding poise and total elegance. It's an extremely professional company. They come around quite often and are always really, really well received in the UK. And it's a really classic production. And the reviews so far, they've done a few shows already in the UK, have highlighted the splendour of Natalie Bobrova, who plays the females Odette and Odile, who kind of change roles at one point. And this is a character that can make or break the Swan Lake. It's totally integral to the performance, and she's apparently splendid. So, for an evening with the sublime, you want to see Swan Lake at the New Theatre on Monday and Tuesday for some proper ballet.
Cool. Well, on Monday, I've got a really interesting talk. I've actually been looking at this one for a while. I've been waiting for it. This is at 5 o'clock at Pembroke College. It's called My Government, My Security and Me. And it's a talk by General Michael Hayden, who was a former director of the CIA, who was responsible for overseeing the collection of information concerning the plans and capabilities of America's enemies.
Oh my God.
Yep, he was also previously the highest ranked intelligence officer in the US Armed Forces. And so he's going to be talking about some of his experiences and some of his ideas about government and security, and especially in the light of the sort of recent NSA security intelligence stuff, I think it's going to be really topical talk and really interesting. He's also going to be doing another talk on Wednesday at 5 o'clock at Pembroke about terrorism and Islam civil war. So if you're interested in the more of the Middle Eastern side of things.
He's kind of, yeah, nicely kind of segregating those so there's different themes.
Yeah.
Otherwise one would possibly be dominated by the other.
Yeah.
They are the kind of two biggest topics, I guess.
You definitely have to book. You can find the link on our website, but it's free. And I think they should be really interesting talks. Hopefully that you can ask some questions afterwards as well, but from somebody who's just had the experience and knows all of their stuff, it should be amazing. Moving on to Tuesday though, something completely different.
The other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, this is at Christchurch College, so not far away from Pembroke, in fact, just across the road. Alice in Wonderland Tea Party.
Yay!
Sounds lovely. It's an Alice in Wonderland themed afternoon tea at Christchurch. It's going to be held in the Great Hall at the High Table, so also known for being the Great Hall in Harry Potter.
Hashtag Harry Potter.
It's going to be accompanied by a talk and a few stories on Lewis Carroll. And it starts at 3 o'clock and costs £25 a head for the normal afternoon tea, £35 if you want it with champagne. Mm-hmm. And you can also go on a behind the scenes tour beforehand for a bit extra as well if you want to. It's limited to 30 people per sitting. And if you miss this one, there are 5 more tea parties between now and June, also at Christchurch. It just sounds like a lovely day out, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Family visiting, nice thing to do. Nice excuse to go to Christchurch and have more of an event than just walking in.
Very civilised.
Well, that's all the events we've got for you this week. We'll be back next Wednesday with a whole other host of events happening in and around Oxford.
You can check our website for more information about any of these events, as well as reviews of lots of the events and job adverts and adverts for accommodation. You can sell your bike and enter our competition.
You can also follow us on Twitter @DailyInfoOxford or search our Facebook page and like Daily Info Oxford.
Thanks for listening.